My guest in the studio today is Mark Gunther. Mark used to be a DJ at another station in town, and he works at a record store that specializes in homegrown records and imports. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing out there, everybody?
You want to tell us about the record we're listening to?
Surfin' Bird. It's an old tune usually done by the Trash Man. This time, you've heard the Ramones version. This time it's by a group called the Cramps from New York and via Cleveland. And they appeared at Mabuhay recently and tore the place up, literally.
I like the other side of the record, which is a little different. It's sort of a rockabilly tune.
Yeah, Jack Scott tune, The Way I Walk.
I like that. Let's hear a little something else now. This is Surf's Up by the Beans. They're a local group, right?
Oh, yeah. The Beans are a group that's still in their infant formation at the moment. They're going to be playing around a little bit soon. They're still sort of a garage band. But there's a really good spirit. There's not a spirit on any records coming out lately. It has a good, solid beat. It's a good summertime single. And I think people should support local music. This is one of them, the Beans.
Do you think it's a metaphor for the new wave, Surf's Up?
I think Surf's Up means fun, and I think 1978 is a year of fun, and I think everybody should be out having fun.
Well, that's a nice thought. Tell us about the next record we're going to hear.
What's that, the Earl Mankey tune?
Yeah.
Okay, Earl Mankey used to be with a group called Sparks, and he went on to become a producer. He's produced Helen Reddy. He's hung around with people like Rodney Bingamheimer in L.A., and this record's on Bomp Records, which is a small label out of L.A., and... Basically, Bomp is dedicated to power pop, which is sort of different. It's not really punk rock, but it's kind of like rock and roll trying to move into the working class or middle class or whatever on the radio airwaves. You know?
I should point out that all the records we're going to play on today's show are homegrown records. They're all things that people put out themselves, and Bomp is probably about the biggest record company we're going to play, and they're a tiny label in L.A.
Mm-hmm, although they are having problems.
It's interesting that you told me that Earl Mankey used to be with Sparks, because when I was listening to the record, I thought, gee, that guy sounds a lot like Sparks. Are all the Bomp records kind of top 40-ish?
They all have a certain appeal to kind of a Raspberries-type sound or a Beatles-type sound. You know, everybody likes the Beatles, right? So make your record sound like Beatles with a good hard rock beat, and you've got a rock and roll hit.
Okay, here's Earl Mankey. That was Earl Mankey from Los Angeles. And tell us about the next record, Mark.
Oh, yeah, Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves. They were the first band I ever saw at Mabuhay, and they came on really clean cut. And I said, what's with these guys? They played with Nuclear Valdez, another local group that they wore leather jackets and stuff. Anyhow, I didn't quite like them at first. They were too clean for me. But this track that you're going to be hearing now is the original version of a tune that's going to be on the new Blondie album, or that it is on the new Blondie album. And it's really neat. It came out about a year and a half ago. It's on the Nerve's own private label, Hanging on the Telephone.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm in the phone booth, there's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it on the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging.
It's 12:15. You're listening to KPFA, the Poor 94 in Berkeley. My name is Mel Chaplowitz, and my guest in the studio today is Mark. Mark, tell us about what's coming up next.
Starry Eyes, yeah. Rocky Erickson and the Aliens. This is an older song by him, almost 3 years old. Well, you know, it's not really new wave, but Rocky's been playing a lot in the area lately, making a lot of appearances. This next record has Doug Somm on guitar from Sir Douglas Quintet. You might remember them doing Mendocino in the 60s.
Sure do.
And this is, well, Rocky used to be with a group called the 13th Floor Elevators, probably the 60s psychedelic punk rock band. And I really dig Rocky Erickson. Starry Eyes is kind of like a Buddy Holly-ish type love song, and I think you'll dig it.
Starry eyes forever shine.
shall be mine.
And that's Starry Eyes by Rocky Erickson, who I met in your record store last night. He was auditioning his records. That was a lot of fun listening to all of his new stuff.
Yeah, and I'm still hungover.
Anyways, we've got an interesting record. Oh, by the way, you know, Tim Yohannan, who does our punk show Midnight Sundays, was talking to me. He owns a copy of that record, and he said it was worth about $50 a copy.
Well, it depends on who you sell it to. I'd say more like 20.
20. Well, it's, I'd like to buy a copy. I love the record, but I guess I've got it on tape now because I'm taping the show.
Yeah, so. Right.
That'll have to do. Tell us about Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, who do the next record.
Well, for all you Catholics out there, Teenage Jesus and the Jerks are from New York City, and they don't even exist anymore. They consist of Lydia Lunch on guitar and vocals, and then two guys, bass and drums. Really simple, stripped-down sound. This band has turned into a band called Lydia Lunch and No Wave now, and it's probably the most grating record. It's on Migraine Records, which is how I felt this morning, and you'll probably feel that, too, after we play this record.
Yeah, I think, I remember when you auditioned it for me, I thought it was great, but somebody else said, you're not going to play that on the radio, are you? And you folks are going to have to give this a chance. It's kind of catchy, but it's a little offbeat, and I don't know, maybe it'll grow on you, and maybe you'll hate it. But stick with us, because after that, we got something really far out coming
play
up.
Play it loud.
Jesus and the Jerks, starring Lydia Lunch. And in case you just tuned in, this is a special show examining the relationship between surfing music and the American wheat exports. The next record we're going to play is from a record called The Beatles Play the Residents and The Residents Play the Beatles. The track we're going to play is called Beyond the Valley of a Day in the Life. And if you folks have tape recorders, I suggest you get them warmed up. This is a super collector's item, Mark.
Yeah, it's limited edition. It came out, what is it, 500 or something?
Yeah, 500. It says you've got copy number 497 out of 500.
Yeah, the residents only pressed limited number because of probable lawsuits. This is probably one of the residents' best records. Came out about a year ago, and you probably never hear it again ever played on the radio. This is a first and last, probably.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, and for good reason.
No way.
You know, we did a show a few weeks ago called The Beatles versus The Stones. and the Beatles won. This time the Beatles play the residents, and the Beatles lose. And those were the Residents, a band that, as I understand, has quite a reputation in Europe.
Yeah, local band, like Para Ubu from Cleveland, like a number of other avant-garde bands. They're bigger in Europe because the Europeans naturally have better taste than us Fleetwood Mac'd Americans here.
Yeah. Or Big Mac'd Americans,
yeah,
whatever.
Big Mac. Have it your way, you know. Speaking of which, you know, our next record.
Well, our next record is going to be two records. I thought that since we had the Residents satirizing the Beatles, we should also have them satirizing the Stones with a little help from Devo, another group that has gained quite a bit of acclaim from the New Wave. They both sort of had their satiric barbs into the other groups, the Beatles and the Stones, and here are Devo and the Residents making fun of Satisfaction by the Stones.
Oh,
think we've had enough of satisfaction in its various forms. What do you think of that, Mark?
I can't get no satisfaction.
This next thing we're going to play is by R. Stevie Moore, and R. Stevie Moore is very interesting. I want you to remember what this record sounds like, because I'm going to flip it over a little later, and you're going to hear how versatile this guy is. He's really amazing. He lives in Nashville. He records everything in his living room on a couple of cheap stereo decks, and this record is his newest thing. It's called The Manufacturers. Listening to R. Stevie Moore in the background, and I hope you'll remember what that sounds like, because I'm going to flip it over a little bit. This next record is by a group called The Twinkies, and Mark turned me on to it last week, and I liked it so much I went out and bought my own copy. They're from Sacramento, right?
Yeah, Sacramento's biggest new wave band, if you want to put it that way. They don't play in the area. They haven't done any live shows. Donnie Jupiter, a guy who sounds like Lou Reed going to outer space, is the main guy from the group, and it's Crocus Behemoth's, well, if you don't know Crocus, he's from Paraubu. It's Crocus's favorite record, and I think you'll dig it.
You don't honestly think that KPFA listeners don't know who Crocus Behemoth is, do you?
Why would I think that?
Gee, I hope there's still people tuned in out there. Bill Croft, our classical DJ, is sitting in the studio, much to my amazement. So I figure if a classical music freak like Bill likes it, maybe we've got some potential. You know, this Twinkies record is interesting because it's on white vinyl. Mm-hmm. And I know colored vinyl's a big fad. I was coming in here Sunday at midnight when Tim Yohannan and Crazy Carl Stoltz were doing their punk rock show. And on one turntable they had a Dayglow blue record, and on the other one was a Dayglow pink record. And this is kind of nice that the people who put out the records themselves care about it as a piece of art. And they put nice covers on them, and they give you the lyrics with it in the case of the Twinkies. And it looks good on the turntable. Pink label and a white record.
Yeah, but Mel, what's happening is this whole thing's being co-opted. What happened was...
I know, the big companies are doing
big
it now.
Big companies are taking over, using it as a marketing maneuver. And marketing maneuver, they're putting out like 100,000 colored vinyl, and as a result, well...
Well, yeah. We'll talk about those rascals later. Here's the Twinkies.
stars twinkle like eyes of flashing teeth. Whose eyes are these that watch us? So many like you beneath. It seems so very cold out there, so far from islanders. But we wanted just to join them since the moment of our birth.
Taking over now.
That's X-Ray Ted, and that's an unreleased tape, and they're going to be releasing a new version of that in the record stores in a couple weeks. Just check it out then. Tell us about this next record by the Mad Virgins, Mark, but don't give the title on the air, please.
Okay, this is a group from Amsterdam, and I don't know, they must be like 13 years old, all of them. They look really young, and this record just floated through the store one day, and I gave it a spin. It's got this really catchy, weird type thing going on. What about it? So anyhow, the Mad Virgins.
Baby, do you want it back? Baby, do you want it back? 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's your standard blowing the nose at the end of the record. Who hasn't heard that at one time or another? The music you're hearing in the background is our Stevie Moore. I flipped his record over and you can see a very radical change in style. The guy's amazing. Records all this stuff in his living room, and if you like this kind of music, you should check out KPFA's great show, Music from the Hearts of Space, 11:30 Thursday night. Well, we've got time for Wasmo Nariz next.
All right, Wasmo Nariz is now on Stiff Records. He's been signed to a major label in England. He was supposed to be next year's Elvis Costello, and he probably will be. This is going to be the face of 1979, Wasmo Nariz.
He's
from Chicago.
Tell him about the picture on the...
besides the fact that he looks like Eraserhead and he's wearing two ties, his suit's turned inside out and he has no ears.
But other than that, he's perfectly normal, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
perfectly normal guy.
All right, let's hear him.
Time you spend
was Gadabout by Wasmo Nariz, and I hope you liked it, because you're sure as heck not going to like the next one.
Hey, no.
Mark said he would not do the show unless I would play Zyklon B Zombie by Throbbing Gristle.
Now this one, it sounds like this because it's supposed to sound like this, so don't adjust your treble or bass controls at home or anything like that.
What you should be telling him is don't change the station. Bear with us for a few minutes of misery.
Hey, this is not misery, man. This is music.
Well,
real music.
I don't even think the people that recorded it think it's music. It's on the industrial label, and on the label they have a picture of a smokestack of a factory.
Three men and one woman from Britain doing heavily electronic and very bizarre